AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Los Angeles has sentenced That 70 Show actor Danny Masterson to 30 years to life in prison for the rapes of two women. A video has been released of an American trapped in a cave in Turkey.
Mark Dickey from nearly 1,000 meters.
Dickey is about 3,000 feet down. The experienced caver suddenly became ill during an expedition with a handful of others, including three other Americans.
The quick response of the Turkish government to get the medical supplies that I needed, in my opinion, saved my life.
Experts say the rescue operation could take days or even weeks, depending on the conditions. Concern for democracy amid deep national polarization prompted the entities supporting 13 presidential libraries dating back to Herbert Hoover to call for recommitment to the country's bedrock principles, including the rule of law and respecting a diversity of beliefs. The AP's Gary Fields reports this is the first statement of its kind.
America talks about spreading democracy and is kind of, you know, tries to be the engine to spread democracy around the world. And this is an acknowledgement, really, that the world's probably looking at us going, okay, so what's going on with this democracy that you're trying to sell? It's like you're trying to sell me a car and it doesn't have an engine in it right now. This is an acknowledgement, yeah, we're broken and we need to actually get our own house in order before I can tell you what your house should look like. I might want to finish building mine first.
The statement stops short of calling out individuals. The Georgia prosecutor who has brought charges accusing former President Donald Trump and others of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in that state is asking a judge in the case to take steps to protect jurors. A Justice Department report says New Jersey state-run veterans' homes were unprepared to keep residents safe during the coronavirus outbreak and suffered a systemic inability to implement care. This is AP News. A cyclone in southern Brazil has led to flooding. Dozens of people were killed.
In the city of Mucum, resident Marcos Antonio Gomez walks on top of debris that was once his home. He told the AP, "The water arrived very fast. It was rising 6.5 feet an hour. After managing to flee, he came back to a scene of utter devastation. His house, amongst many, had been flattened. We're trying to recover a bit of what's left, but there's very little left. Nothing, actually. Not even clothes." But Gomez was one of the lucky ones. In one house in his hometown, rescuers found 15 bodies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Widespread flooding in central Greece left at least 6 people dead, 6 missing, and dozens trapped. Roads and bridges have been washed away in Greece. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.